What is up? That's Rock Tales, live at 5, Thursday edition. Coming to you live on an unusual day, which might become, you know, this new loosey-goosey reality when we need to squeeze in a show because there's stuff we might need to do on a Friday or...
Like go camping?
Yeah, like go camping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the fam. But big events. Big events coming up. Lots of travel coming up. You know, fun things. So I think we made an executive decision that as long as we're, you know, firing off a show once a week, which we love to do, that's what we're going to do. Right?
Because we want the kids to go find us after we're done. If you can't watch it live, you can find it out there in the world, right? Richard Sheltenga?
Oh, for sure.
Are you drinking a Negroni and a beer?
I'm having a beer.
What is happening?
I'm having a beer, and I'm having a fancy vodka and cranberry.
Are you already a little, are you high and drunk right now, or what's your deal, Brendan J. Smith, my brother from another mother?
Ace Frehley, how am I feeling right now? It's fucking Ace's birthday!
It is?
Yes!
For real?
For real. Our hero.
How come Eddie Trunk didn't personally call me to tell me that his best friend, Ace Frehley's birthday is today?
72 years old.
Well, God bless. Favorite band in the world, Kiss. There I said it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, here at Rock Tales, we have some cocktails. We talk a lot about music. Sometimes it spirals into conversations about what new fast food restaurant, is delicious. We might talk about other things, topical moments in time. And I do all this with my brother from another mother, Brendan J. Smith, and our beloved superhero of the show, Tricky Dicky, producer extraordinaire. Mm. And here we are, yet another live video broadcast. This is new. This is new. Number two.
Are you going to wear glasses from now on?
I don't know.
I think so. I like this look.
You like this look?
Yeah. The whole time I've known you, there have been various iterations of the look.
Yeah? You like this?
I don't think that you've ever committed to going... Full sunglasses.
Full West Hollywood police officer.
All the time.
Freeze! Hey, I love you.
Hey, Gotti, how does it look on film?
I know, our director back there. New addition to the show. Used to be on the phones, but got promoted to the director. Is he punching in? Just hit a
He's
button
trying to figure out how to punch in right now.
He just left.
He wasn't anticipating. But I think it looks kind of amazing.
I'm one tough cop.
Officer Zappa.
You can call me that. Well, look, today is a show about law enforcement in many ways, right? Hence me wearing the glasses. So I think people are being arrested for making music that sounds similar to other tracks, right? They're showing up in court. They're being taken downtown with their pocketbook. So Ed Sheeran, right? You've been following all this?
I have.
So today, I'd like to try to unpack, because there's so many other songs that you know, I see these videos out there. Well, this song sounds like this song, and. So, I thought we could devote a very special edition of Rock Tales, a legally binding show of Rock Tales. We'll talk about music that has been sued.
You said you called in an expert.
I did. We have a very special guest coming in, a musicologist and a judge, someone who is very familiar with these kinds of cases.
He's to law school?
I assume so. But also, you know, really is considerate about, first of all, he'll be able to explain. Because some people, might not be able to hear why they're similar or dissimilar.
Yeah.
Because some cases baffle me. I think I have pretty good ears.
Yeah.
I can hear a song like, that sounds to me
similar.
Similar.
Yeah.
Right. So
we're talking about copyright law tonight.
But you need experts. Well, like, you, when you have a trial, you call
you need someone to say, like, this is actually, these are the same notes. They're played in the same, you know, way, the same timing. You know, there's a, so much that goes into actually determining. You didn't know this?
Yeah, because this has been going on since the dawn of time. People ripping off each other after they create songs. Well, I mean, going back to when we used to sit around a campfire and plan what animals we were going to kill.
Well, some back then, right? You know,
you
like
still do that.
I'm the first person to roast a squirrel. I don't. If you roast it, you owe me a, you know, a pearl. You owe me a ruby. A gold doubloon. I invented
you
roasted
invented
squirrel.
That, and that has value.
Right, that does. It's my IP as a caveman chef. I hit it with a rock. I put it on that thing over there. I didn't invent fire. I figured out how to, like, you motherfuckers, I taught you how to rub these fucking sticks together to make fire.
Oh, my God.
You owe me your wife and your children.
Because I'm the god of this tribe now.
Exactly.
Just your wife. You can keep your children.
So, no, not in this caveman situation.
Guess what I've invented? Boiling. I figured out how to heat water to the point where you can add shit in it and make it delicious.
Louis Pasteur. You figured out that if you fucking heat something up, you're not going to die from it? That's what you're claiming? The tanner's son? I was in tanning. That's the only thing I remember. I did a fucking kid's book report. You picked a topic I might know one thing about with Louis Pasteur.
I would pay.
How we got pasteurization.
I would pay. I have no money. But if I had money, I would give it for any Rick Zappa material from elementary. Anything that you created until ninth grade when you left school.
Because honestly,
I would pay anything
honestly,
to read it.
It feels like what you're saying to me. I'll take it as a warm hug, but I think what you're really saying is, oh, I would like that so I could lord it over you and make you feel terrible about yourself.
I bet it was brilliant. I bet when a teacher asked a young Rick Zappa in like eighth grade a question, he gave them an adult answer.
Well,
didn't give them an answer within the parameters of eighth grade.
Well, this is this is what would happen in my life. You know, you get homework, and you know, I don't think any kid really likes doing homework. Or I can say, I don't want to speak for anyone else. I, with severe dyslexia, right? I am not someone who enjoyed it,
right?
And it made it doubly hard when I would finally feel a sense of accomplishment when I'd finish my math, my book reports, whatever it was. I would then go to sleep, and my brother would then erase all the answers and then make them all incorrect.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. And I, you know.
I like him.
So, yeah. Oh, I mean, consistently.
Oh, my God.
He's been a real blessing in my life.
However, I would say, if an eighth grade teacher said to you, Amit, define pollution. I bet you would say.
Actually, my brother had a really great version of that. I got to give him credit. He actually got kicked out of school for his version of pollution. I think it was an art assignment. And he drew a guy pissing into a river next to a no dumping sign.
Brilliant.
Yeah, my brother did a really good job.
And I think that your version of that would be like, pollution is when you and your horrible girlfriend go to dinner at Baroni's. And pollute the entire restaurant.
Yeah, no, yeah. But by the way, it could have been something like that. It probably would have been me trying to say something funny, like pollution is the fact that you need to use more sea breeze or Clearasil on that fucking...
there's no question. You know,
on that face of yours, right? Which doesn't make me a nice human being. But I wasn't in school very long. So, who knows?
But long enough to understand the law and long enough to understand copyright law and when bands rip each other off, which is the topic on the table tonight.
It happens. But, you know, some of it's really innocent. Some of it is, you know, hey, let's do a song that sounds like this. And then they actually do it. And they're like, oopsie, I didn't mean to. Is it exact? You know, it fucking happens. There's from Led Zeppelin on to... I mean, again, mention Ed Sheeran, you know.
Vanilla Ice and Queen. That's probably perfect. The best example of
thought they could get away with it. I want to say that Vanilla Ice or or somebody in his camp was like, no, it's different. Queen's goes dun 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 dun, and mine goes dun 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 dun, or something like that. They added another dun in there and thought that was cool.
What is here's a pop quiz. What is Vanilla Ice's real name? Did you ever hang out at the Hollywood Athletic Club with a young Vanilla Ice?
You would think that I would know his name.
Is it like Ronaldo Emerson?
I don't know, but here's the thing.
Jim Biggie.
I did not hang out with, I know his fucking name, but I just can't remember it right now. It'll come back to me. But if you watch the movie Cool as Ice, I know everyone did. My friend Kevin Hicks, who you might even see tomorrow night. Because tomorrow night, I Can't Go is a friend of the show. So let's give a birthday shout out to Justin Warfield. Mm-hmm. Going to be a fun night. You might run into Kevin Hicks. He was in the movie. And he'd know what Vanilla Ice's real name is. It's like Erwin Winkelwatz or some shit, right. Isn't it?
Is Jennifer Connelly the lead in Vanilla Ice?
It was
Ice
the
Baby?
Girl from the milk ads that ran in the early 90s.
Right. It's not Jennifer Connelly, but it's someone like Jennifer.
It's the milk girl.
Yeah, it's the milk
girl. I can't remember her name.
That's right.
Kristen. I don't know. I used to hang out with her, though, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think.
But that's the best example. Ice Baby is one of the best examples of what we're going to talk about tonight on Rock Tales, which is when an artist blatantly rips off another.
Okay, Tricky Dicky, can you pull some stuff up if I throw some stuff out at you, right, that maybe we can ask the judge when he comes on?
Yes.
Okay, can you play Steve Miller? Nobody loves you like the way I do. What track is that? If you go to go to Steve Miller's greatest hits.
Okay, going. This is going to be a big surprise, but not the biggest Steve Miller fan sitting in this chair.
I'm
going to help you.
Steve Miller fan. What is it? It's something.
Swing Town, Jungle Love.
Nope.
Take the Money and Run. Rockin' Me. Serenade.
All great songs. Keep going.
True Fine Love.
Nope.
The Steak.
The Steak. Okay, play that.
Okay, I'm playing it.
And then cue up. Is it? We've been playing. Okay, yeah. Okay, hear that? Bump, 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 bump.
Joe Walsh.
That's Joe Walsh.
No,
Joe Walsh ripped him off, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Play that again. Play that from the beginning.
That's Rocky Mountain Way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now play Rocky Mountain Way.
Oh, holy shit. That's insane. That song, you're saying predates?
I don't know. I'm saying the songs in my mind that always sounded the same.
They are the same. I would imagine those guys got high together 8,000 times.
This part.
Nobody loves you like the way I do. Well,
when it gets into the real riff of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, they're not the same after that, but it's just that part. Right. Bum, 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 bum,
That's coming up.
All right.
I don't know that you did a good job presenting the two similar sounding moments.
I got two. Hold on. Let me get them back side by side.
Okay. Well, that's going to be challenging.
No, it's
not.
We want
to play this.
No.
You know, talk about this.
No, don't worry about it. I'll get it to happen.
All right.
I want to apologize to both of you because, you know, we're in this new video journey and I have completely blown the headphone situation that I have.
Dude, you're
I know. I'm a mess tonight.
You're wearing it like a Walkman.
Okay. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. We have these fancy people listening at home should understand that we have fancy equipment.
We have fancy headphones. You see that little black thing right there?
I do understand that.
Why don't you use it like a chin strap, like you're wearing a...
Richard wants it all to be invisible, and I put it in wrong in the first place right before we went on
live.
Tell me about it. The show's called Rocktails. We're all having cocktails. I fucking left my wine glass around the room, and I don't want to have to take off my my headset,
right?
My in-ears. It's such a fucking process to get them in the first place.
He wanted us to look good. He wanted us to look nice when we were on video.
Well, this doesn't ever look good.
Hey, everybody out there, these guys whine all day long.
That is true.
Richard, can you do this? Richard, can you do that? All
right, well, you're having...
You're a responsible adult.
Well, you're having... what is that? What kind of a lager is that?
This is the finest, only the finest beer that Trader Joe's has.
Mm-hmm.
Henninger. It's about $1 a can.
Do you think they're going to come out with like trans water, so we can get into this, like, you know, in the support of the trans community, you know, against like the Budweiser.
Yeah, buy Bud Light.
I mean,
just buy Bud Light.
No, but don't
be a baby.
Don't you think there should be other collaborations?
Absolutely.
Like that?
Sure. Absolutely.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Don't be a fuck baby. What are we listening to? Oh.
Okay.
Wait, what's that?
Yeah, which track is this? Is this Steve Miller?
Steve Miller.
Oh. Okay, I thought it was Rocky Mountain Way for a second.
Which track who made the track first? Richard Sheltinga. It's the same song.
Well, this would be a good situation to ask our musicologist.
The judge.
Yeah, when he comes
according to the internet, who recorded that song first? Richard Sheltinga.
Let me look it up.
Okay. That is fucking insane.
He's on the electric horn.
It's on the computer.
He's on the AI device that we all have implanted in our heads. Pull it up.
Steve Miller's 1977.
Okay.
And Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh, I think, was before that. I think he recorded that in like 75, Ron?
73.
Wow. Oh, so Steve Miller.
I would have called it the other way.
I agree with you.
So, wow, damn. You know, interesting to ask our...
Well, I was too fucked up to sue my friend Steve Miller, so it's okay with me.
Yeah, I don't think that they didn't
care. We were doing so much coke back then, and it just didn't matter. How you doing?
You do a pretty good impression.
Pretty good, Joe. I like it. Listen to him a lot. How you doing?
Okay, wait. Let's keep doing this. This is so fun. So, Joe, welcome to Rocktails.
I'm a Dabba. You know, We were in a hotel with your dad.
Oh, really?
One time in Montreux.
Get out. Yeah, really?
Not the time that everything burned down.
No, because that was a fuck situation.
This is a different time. He was with a girl.
My mom, probably. You think or no?
How you doing?
For this story, yeah.
Yeah. Was it with my mom?
For this story, I'm at yes.
Well, you know, my mom had like brownish, blondish hair. So did the girl that...
I think that day she decided to be a blonde.
Okay. All right. And did they seem very in love?
They were sharing an omelet, I remember. And your dad covered the omelet in fries.
You are seriously doing. I really feel like I'm going to close my eyes and give me the history. Give me the history of when you came up with Rocky Mountain Way.
Well, it's really simple. I was in Aspen and I had no idea how I got there.
This is incredible.
And
Joe Walsh.
I had just snorted a mountain of coke. Okay. And I was hanging out with Hunter Thompson.
Can you
John Denver of all people and. And really? Someone said, Joe, you got to write a song about Aspen.
And so
I just decided I got to do that. And that's exactly what I did.
Okay, true or false, did horses, actual equines, play the guitar solos on this particular track?
Absolutely. Hunter Thompson had a whole ranch of horses and lots of cocaine back then.
Guitar-playing horses?
Guitar-playing horses. Whatever it takes, man. You know, when you're in the studio late at night, how you doing?
What did the you have an opening to a song off of one of your records, and I can't remember the track.
Confessor, in the eyes of the confessor.
Well, you start the song, you go, ow, bamba lily wah wah wee pee bamba lula,
yes.
Whoa, yeah, ah, ah.
That's very good on it, yeah, Rick Zappa.
What track was that?
That was Amba Baba Loopy Baba.
Wow.
I presented that to Joe.
Do you actually know?
I presented that to Don and Glenn, and both of them shut me down.
What record, Tricky Dicky, can you pull up the Funk 49 record?
Oh, James Gang.
Because I think it might
That's a good band. We're a good band.
I think that song that starts, ow, wobbly, 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 wobbly,
James Gang.
Yeah. Could be on
Did
that.
Did you see us play at the Foo Fighters Memorial for young Taylor Hawkins?
I did not see it live, but the interwebs showed me the performances, which I loved.
We had a good time.
But I saw you play, you know, with the guys when you were doing Hotel California at the Forum.
Yeah, it was what night? Was I there?
Yeah, you fucking brought it.
I tried to Wait, play
not,
rock out.
Not this song, but like, what are the other cuts? Can you go games. Through them one by one real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to the him
I can't
screaming.
Believe Steve Miller ripped me off.
No, this is the essentials.
Are we talking about that? Steve Miller walk ripped away? Me off.
No, I don't. It's not. Walk, don't worry. We'll do that. I'll find it some other time. I'll find it in the commercial break.
I can't
we'll
believe play. Steve Miller ripped me off. Should I sue him?
Do you want me?
Should I sue him?
No,
should I take him to court?
No, you guys are friends. You should not sue
we
him.
We are friends.
It's not necessary.
You know he's crazy.
Oh, he is?
He's not crazy. He has a huge ranch somewhere in the Bay Area, and he's got like 8,000 guitars.
Why does that? How many guitars do you have? Why does that make him crazy?
I can't even imagine. I don't even know where they all are.
God, I love having Joe Walsh on Rock Tales, ladies and gentlemen.
Rock Tales exclusive.
Incredible.
How you doing?
Okay, here's what I want to do. I just got word that the judge is here. He's got not a lot of time.
Going
to
judge some songs.
So when we come back, we're going to listen to some other tracks that might sound like other tracks. And a real bona fide musicologist / judge, I believe, went to some form of law school. He will be the judge and jury, and we will make some final decisions as to whether or not, you know, there's a lawsuit. Okay, it's Rock Tales, live at 5, back in a second.
Stroller. It makes any doll swing. It has a music box too, so you can sing.
I've got a rock and roll stroller, so my dolly can rock and roll.
The rock and roll stroller comes with its rock and roll music box. Dolls not included. By Coleco.
When legal disputes threaten, the People's Court Peacekeeping Mobile zooms into action.
Second?
You two ought to watch the People's Court. See how Judge Wapner would handle this.
Set more trouble. Let's go.
Remember, don't take the law into your own hands.
Take him to court!
Who was that man with the funny hair?
Beats me, lady.
Watch the People's Court weekdays at 4:30 on Channel 2.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi. Reach out and touch someone.
Wherever you are, you're never too far. They're waiting to share your day. Reach out and touch someone.
Reach out and touch someone far away. Give them a call.
Welcome back to Rock Tales.
Hello. Thanks.
I don't know what you just push. Now we have the music back. What's happening? God damn it.
Shalom.
Are you got your headphones plugged in yet? You know this is a disaster. The fuck were you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's live. Tricky Dicky. It's Rock Tales live at 5. Can I have some of that wine before I introduce our musicologist and very special guest? What is that? Ashes and Diamonds?
It is.
Awesome. Good friends of the show. The Coletti's. Kashi Coletti. Great winemaker. Great family. What is it? I mean, parcel.
Gotta open it.
Mm. Is it a what, is it a cab? Is
cab.
It a
cab?
Oh, all right, cool. All right, so before the break, we were discussing songs that sound like other songs, and you know, we want to get some answers. If you feel like any of the tracks that we are playing, right? If you feel like giving us a call to talk about songs that sound like other songs that our judge might want to, you know, give a final, you know,
judge,
yeah, you know, then you should do this. He's a real bona fide musicologist.
I am a real British judge.
Why and, are you British?
And I sound like Sharon Osbourne.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to decide. Ozzy.
Wow. All right. So, so good to have you, Judge. What is your name?
Arthur Knight.
Arthur Knight. So you are
Judge. Constable Arthur Knight.
So how should I address you as
Constable?
Constable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Arthur Knight.
Constable Arthur Knight from Van Nuys.
Perfect. And so what music school, what makes you a musicologist? And also, what makes you an actual judge?
Well, it's like this. I've been a student of music for quite some time.
You're changing the accent.
Arthur Knight. I've been a student and a fan of rock and roll.
So people should believe you, even though your voice is changing.
When I decided to go to law school and study, I decided
it changed again.
Yeah,
it must. Well, I decided when I went to law school.
Wait a second.
Okay, hold on.
Ozzy
Osbourne, ladies and gentlemen, is on the
it's
show.
So crazy,
Judge Ozzy.
Judge Ozzy.
That this is more like it. Okay,
of Beverly Hills.
Hold on. Let's try this again, ladies and gentlemen. We wanted someone who knows music, who can't
put in their earphones,
can't hear a thing.
Who's going to really help us understand whether or not some musician is ripping off another musician, right?
Which is something I've never done, Amit.
Great. That's important. You've never done that.
Across me aren't up to die.
Okay. Well, good. So
absolutely would never. When Lemmy came to me and said, oh, you know, what I'm hearing is something I wrote last night. I said, it doesn't matter, you know.
Right. Perfect. Okay. So we can trust you. You can trust everything out of Ozzy's mouth. Because he's got the power of the Dark Lord coursing through his veins. Of course, Ozzy, we've all watched the Osbournes TV show, so we know you're a historian, right? And you're a lover of music.
I love Nazi Germany.
I don't know if that makes you the right person to talk about whether or not another artist may have pilfered, you know, a part of their song or something. But and I don't know that you really want to express that you're a fan of that topic. But you know, Ozzy, I just like to keep it focused on talking about music, though. Maybe not any other topics. Is that right with you, Ozzy?
Fair enough, but I'll be playing at a power trip in October.
I'm going to be there.
At ACDC?
I'm going to be there actually with Kashi, who made this delicious wine. It's really a good cab, by the way.
Be sitting in the throne?
Ozzy, do you want some of Kashi's wine?
I think he has enough happening right there.
I've got a bit of vodka.
He's got vodka, he's got Trader, beer, he's got
a beer from Trader
wine.
Joe's.
Okay.
Do you know what my favorite Trader Joe's is, Amit?
No, I don't, actually. Tell
the
me.
The one at Sunset and Crescent Heights.
Why is it your favorite one?
Because Gil Turner's used to be down the block. and I enjoy just driving down in that one.
Okay.
Have you been to that one?
I don't frequent Trader Joe's all that often.
Right below the Sunset Five.
I'm not Studio City
Trader Joe's on it.
I haven't been. I'm just I'm not that guy.
Piss off, Silver Lake Trader Joe's.
This is getting.
Let's go to the first case.
Let's go to the first case, right?
Yeah. Which one are we doing first, Judge?
Queen.
Queen?
Queen?
Ice Ice Baby. Vanilla Ice.
Okay, well, this one's pretty easy.
Straightforward and standard. Couldn't believe it when I heard it.
This is Queen's version?
This is Ice Ice Baby. Let's listen.
Now,
to
this sounds like Queen to me. This is Queen.
Yo, VIP.
And now it's not Queen.
This takes me back to Acapulco on Sunset and La Brea, 1990.
The Mexican restaurant?
A great happy hour on it. All right, stop. They used to play this rubbish.
See, I...
This is Queen.
But this is a sample.
This sounds the same.
Yeah, but this...
Yeah, this isn't a copyright issue. This is a sample issue.
Yeah, it's a sample issue.
Straight rip-up, but he didn't ask for permission.
Okay, but...
All right, Judge, I don't know...
Ozzy, the point of today, this topic, you know, I feel like you're misleading us a little bit. I think the point is... You know, did someone write a song that sounds like they're claiming I wrote this song, you know, all of it. And then someone else is like, hey, I wrote that song.
There's one in the news currently. Mm-hmm. It's Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Well, let's.
And Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, it's been in the news all week. Well, let's play those two back to back and let's talk about that.
Let's listen to
George.
The Ed Sheeran one.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to that.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Well,
Judge, that's you're not really here point. For that.
You feel biased, but Judge.
I'm killing myself.
No. Okay, you have to stop.
Judge, you can't be biased. You can't just say this sounds bad.
But it's fucking terrible.
Okay, that's beside the point. Okay, just stay focused on... Fair enough.
I'll be a judge.
Okay. Is this still Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Okay.
Baby man, surprisingly, this
he's got
is
the
not
red hair.
I've never heard this song. Was this a hit?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to establish that was a hit. I'm thinking about so this was played on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy's friends with him.
Amy is?
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
So you know the guy, and you still.
He's been over, but, okay, that's Ed, but I can't. That's I can't Ed say whether I like him one way or the other. But that was fucking terrible.
Okay, all right, thanks, Ozzy. I really don't hear.
I did cocaine with Marvin Gaye one night.
Okay, all right. It's not okay. We're not here for the
it was
stories.
Like Sabbath. We were in Miami.
Okay, tell me.
We were in Miami.
Okay.
Does this help the case? Is this is this pertinent to the case?
Someone says to me, Ozzy, do you want to meet Marvin Gaye?
Is this story pertinent to the case as to whether or not Ed Sheeran...
He's my friend. Okay. Guilty.
Who's guilty?
The guy with the red hair.
Okay. Is that final?
Guilty as charged.
Well, then make it official.
We do with a line of cocaine.
Now you got a fucking gavel right there.
Oh, all right. Oh.
Okay. Who did the wrong thing?
Right on the table.
Okay. Who are you punishing, and how much are you awarding in the case?
Yeah. What? Give us some feedback.
Do you know what the bit that we're trying to do, Ozzy?
Ed Sheeran, guilty.
Okay.
As charged.
Yeah, right?
$20 million.
Oh, that is harsh.
Wow.
50% royalty moving forward.
That's what the solve is?
50% royalty moving forward.
Okay. Check my... Where's that audio coming from?
It's like a magic. It's like an elf.
Yeah.
I think.
What's happening?
It's like Siri.
It's like Siri. Siri in the other room.
Hey, Siri, can you set a pasta timer for 20 minutes, please?
The fuck is going on?
Siri, would you set a timer?
We've wired
for
this whole
minutes,
fucking
please?
Place.
Yeah, we have a strange lady who's talking to us right now.
Wow. That was weird.
Alexa, what year did Tiny Nailers go out of business?
You don't know what electronic devices might fucking go off in this place. That was strange. Okay, Judge, I like what's happening. That was weird, right? Is that like an electronic ghost?
It happened when I hit the gavel.
Turn the curtain behind you, too, because I know like later on you're going to be fucking pissed off that you saw
something. I don't even know.
White behind the curtain.
All right, reset.
Crisis averted.
How are we doing? Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. That's live, what happens.
Playing video for
okay,
people.
The next good. One that was in the courtroom was Lana Del Rey, Get Free.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she ripped off Creep.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Are any of these cases settled? Because I really don't know. Like, this is...
I don't know. He sent them to me.
Okay. Some are settled. Some are settled.
Okay. So is this a new judge? We have a new judge.
Brando judge. Judge Brando.
Okay.
Judge Brando's here.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Judge Brando's here.
In the future, because if should we survive this bit? Okay. Let's actually do a proper sting. So Judge Brando's here?
Yes, Judge Brando's
here. You want to put your head, ear? Yeah,
it doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, my God.
We're just having fun.
You might need to hear the...
By the way, you need to tell me where you guys are going camping, because I'm going to show up.
I'm not going to say
with a guitar.
On
I'm going to sing for the kids.
But it's by the beach.
Sure.
So good times. Okay, Judge Brando, thank
Judge
you
Brando
for being on Rock Tales.
Yes.
You know, there are so many songs out there.
Yes.
Tricky Dicky.
There are a lot of songs out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tricky Dicky was just mentioning Lana Del Rey and who?
Radiohead Creep. She got sued because her song was way too similar to Radiohead
Let's
Creep.
Check it out.
So let's check it out. Come
and
on.
then hopefully... You'll judge as
Absolutely.
To whether or not she should win or.
What's the title of her song?
Get Free.
Get Free. Lana Del Rey. Here she is. I know she hooked up with a dude who worked crew on
You know
one
what?
Of her
okay. All right. Again, judge the side comments.
I love them. As long as they're pertinent to the case. Judge, is it pertinent to the
her
case?
Her character is not pertinent.
Is it pertinent to the case?
No.
No.
She either... She broke up a
relationship of someone that I used to know.
All right, someone come on. I guess you know. All right. Oh can't God. Do this.
Yeah.
My modern manifesto.
Okay.
I'm feeling the power of the gavel right now.
Yeah.
You don't even have to play Creep for me to do this.
Okay.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, that feels similar. What was that? So, okay.
She really slowed it down.
What's your verdict? Walk us through this. What are you hearing as a musicologist?
I'm hearing that a young Lana Del Rey, because she was probably, 10 when Creep came out?
Yeah.
Right? She heard it.
Yep.
You know, because when we went to the mall back then,
it was just Tiffany
we heard
performing
that
live
song every time.
By the carousel. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She heard that song. It was in her DNA.
Yeah.
And when it was time for her to write that, whatever she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give them credit. She did. It's the same chord progression.
Sounds like the same vocal melody to me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's
what I'm hearing. Is that it feels really similar in parts.
She was 7.
She was 7 when Creep came out. Oh my God, that's incredible detail.
So
guilty.
And then what are the damages?
50% royalty. That's what I do all the time. I do $2 million, 50% royalty. Moving forward.
Okay, moving
forward. Both of us
forward.
Moving forward.
In the real world, did that case settle?
I have no idea.
I believe it did. I believe she lost that case. Honest to God, I believe. Because I remember when I sent Tricky Dicky some of these things, I did write out the settlement.
So the idea that you do prepare
you
for the show.
You bring your own notes?
No.
So the note... The notion that, like, there is some thought that goes into this
I didn't even
bit.
Know I was going to do a judge bit tonight. I'm it. Here I am. How you doing?
Joe Walsh is the new judge.
Here I go. Hey, what else you got for me, Richard Sheltinga? Do you have the one where Spirit, where Led Zeppelin ripped off Spirit for Stairway to Heaven?
Because
that's still involved in the courts.
Honestly, Judge Joe Walsh really kind of comes I love this.
Absolutely.
I think this is the better name for the bit.
Fair enough.
Judge Joe.
That's Joe.
Judge Joe Walsh.
Hey, by the way, Judge Joe Walsh, we need to call a lawyer tomorrow because
yeah.
How you doing? We're going to put that show on syndicated television by tomorrow.
Let's do it.
I think you should break up with that guy. He seems like an idiot.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you agreed to pay the woman $3,000 for the car. Come on, man. What are you fucking doing?
Well, let's stay maybe focused on the music.
Okay. So this is, well, Led Zeppelin, by the way.
Popular song. I've never heard it.
I've never heard this song.
Yeah, so. You don't want to be in a room alone with Jimmy Page.
Why is that, Judge Joe Walsh?
I mean, back in the day. Now he's like an English gentleman.
But okay.
Back in the day. What would happen? Jimmy would be like, hey, Joe, come on in here. You'd end up smoking a frog, and he'd be like, I got this from India. And you'd be like, oh, it's alive, Jimmy. And don't worry about it. And then the next thing you know, you're lighting a frog on fire. And you're huffing the fumes.
Okay.
And he's like, this frog is from the Ganges River. And you've never and then you wake up
like, and then you steal people's songs?
Well, then you wake up in Malaysia and you're like, ah, how did I get here? All right. I smoked a frog with Jimmy Page.
Can we get back to the case?
Yeah.
Stairway. Okay, Stairway, one of the greatest songs ever written. Better than Hotel California. I remember I said that one night to Glenn and Don.
they go crazy.
Like, this is a great song. It's not as good as Stairway. And
I don't know if Joe can take this.
Don wanted to kick me out of the band right there.
Yeah. Well, big egos. Yeah. You know.
Okay. It's Randy California, my friend.
Yeah.
The Spirit. Let's hear his song that he sued. Yeah, Randy California. God, he could smoke pot.
Judge Joe Walsh is my fucking favorite, bro. Okay.
He can roll a joint. He can drive. He can drive a car and a motorcycle at the same time and roll a joint.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We have four hands?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. I mean, there's the intro to the song. Yeah. Sorry.
That doesn't really...
Sorry, Jimmy. You ripped off Randy, and you guys were hanging out. You didn't need to do that.
But it sounds like you guys were smoking like frogs. You were smoking frogs, and maybe
no. I know. I should give him a pass, but I can't.
Okay, because
that's a pretty straight ripoff.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah,
it
but by the way, I do know that officially that song is in appeals right now. That's how fucking deep it is.
Well, I don't hear it. I feel like those are just.
Well, some of the other judges out there, it's in a court of appeals right now.
And you feel like your other buddy.
I feel like guilty, Jimmy. You can't.
Okay. Sorry. Right. That's final. You can't mess with the
He's
judge.
He's got so Let's much money, on. It won't Let's even hurt. Okay, yeah, what else you got?
If at any moment you feel like Tricky Dicky is in contempt, you know, you got to let him know.
Do you have the one where Biz Markie ripped off Gilbert O'Sullivan?
I have... So but I have a twist to this.
You just passed judgment.
I couldn't find the Biz Markie, but I have the Gilbert O'Sullivan song.
Yeah.
So let's.
But you already passed judgment.
Yeah.
Never what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch.
Anna, did you listen to KFI AM radio?
Yeah. I don't know this Beatles song.
It sounds like the Bee Gees.
This is Gilbert O'Sullivan.
It sounds like the Beatles to me.
This is Gilbert O'Sullivan.
This is Alone Again by Gilbert.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like Maxwell House. House.
And the rapper.
So then I have this one.
This is Dokken Alone Again.
Dokken.
Yeah, well,
Alone Again.
They sound identical to me, Judge. Judge Joe Walsh.
Do you know when I went out on the road?
Yeah.
With the player you get, the smoker you drink? A young... Don Dokken was in the audience.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I thought, that guy has the biggest head I've ever seen.
How does this relate to the actual whether or not
Don when... played alone again by Dokken.
All right.
I believe the lawsuit was Bismarck Key, the rapper.
I couldn't find that song.
I bet he ripped. I bet he ripped him off.
But what?
Okay, what did you award him? Those rap guys, they just rip everybody off all the time. Whoa. They just dig through their records.
Joe, that's not true. Joe Walsh, they're looking for drum beats.
Okay, here's a real one.
Okay.
Blurred Lines and Marvin Gaye. Got to Give Up. Let's listen to
this. Thick, your friend from high school, Amit?
No, from TV's Growing Pains. We would hang out, you know, on the set.
And his son. Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is Thicke. How you doing?
Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The luckiest kid in the valley.
Okay.
Okay, now, what did he rip off? Because I'm sure he did. Oh, come on. Did you play a brand new song?
You didn't even listen to it.
Yeah, I didn't have to. It was the same song.
Wow, Judge.
This is Judge Joe Walsh.
You know what? Your instincts and your ears, you're so finely attuned to the tune.
I can tune a guitar without a contraption.
You got this, right? You got this unlocked. So,
that was a set. I do know that was a settlement. There was money involved in that.
How much would you have awarded? What would
$2 million and 50% royalty moving forward.
That's what you would do?
Always. When in doubt, $2 million, $50 million moving forward. 50% royalty moving forward.
Wow.
I think we got to go to a break.
A break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Where are we going?
Judge Joe Walsh, thank you so much for being on the show. This is Rock Tales, live at 5. When we come back, maybe we'll play some other tracks that might sound like other tracks and have another judge to talk to. You never know. Back in a moment. Cheers.
Yourself an ice cold hams and enjoy the premium beer from the land of sky blue waters. Have a hams. You deserve it.
Hams, beer refreshing. Hams, beer refreshing.
Hams. You know, I've been playing rock and roll for a lot of years. I've done it all. Now I do it without drugs. Hey, don't get me wrong, I still party with the best of them, but now I do it clean. You know, I'm on top of everything I do.
Hand on Dallas, it's the annual Oil Barons Ball, but will Cliff humiliate JR again?
Not be the same loser
he
used to be.
Then Gina Lola Brigida stars as Angela's sister, and she's come to collect her inheritance.
I've lost half a Falcon Crest, and I'm not going to lose any more.
Friday.
Welcome back to Rock Tales.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's like hot in here, right? It's a little warm.
It's hot under this wig.
I'm fucking pitted out. I smell like a beast.
I'm dying under the wig.
Are you picking up the fucking stink I'm throwing down?
It might be him.
It's fucking me. Are you sweating?
Under this wig? Are you kidding me? It's insane.
This is the best you've ever looked, by the way.
Thank you.
You look really handsome in that wig. It's Rock Tales. You know, we've been discussing many things, many songs that sound like other songs. I think we got some definitive answers. Judge Joe Walsh gave us the truth moments ago about a Robin Thicke track. We got the truth on a Lana Del Rey track. I can't remember any of the tracks.
A big one was The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. versus the Rolling Stones.
Again, that was just a sample, though, right?
That's a sample, though.
Well, no, the agreement was, let us use 5 bars of the song. Then they record, the Verve said to the Stones, let us use 5 bars of your song. And then they did, and then the Stones were like, no, you use more, fuck off. And they sued them.
They got 100% of the publishing. 100%.
But in 2019, they gave some publishing back to the Verve.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Even though they killed their career.
So they got all of the, they got 99% of the money, and they were like, here,
you can't fuck with Mick Jagger. Do you understand?
No.
I know.
There's nobody who understands the business.
By the way, I bet you can tell us a lot of great stories.
Judge Joe Walsh, are you back, or are we getting Brando back?
I'm back. I've got this vodka. You have to tell me where you got this.
Yeah.
You know what? No. Where is this from?
Do me a favor.
It's got to be from
Gelson's. You mentioned the Yayo so many times, and we did not do our obligation on this show. Mm. Every time, there's a rule on Rocktails. Anytime the white lady is mentioned, you got to do fucking shots. So can we all raise get your fucking Marillion mug.
Do you understand? I've done so much cocaine in my life. Okay. I can shake my head at any time, and I can basically snort a...
Big sips.
A rock.
We owe it to ourselves and to our watchers and listeners. Again, every time, if you're going live with us on the show.
Let's see if you have to have
an adult beverage and drink.
I used to hide coke everywhere. There's so many places in my house.
I'm not going to do as many shots as you mentioned. Fucking cocaine. That's fucked up. Shall we take a call?
Let's see.
Well, this is, by the way, this is our first video official call on the video iteration of the show.
Yeah.
And it has to be the person who has stuck with us through thick and thin.
Oh, yeah. Well,
right?
Roz is our ride or die. Roz, are you there? And you might want to turn down the audio so we don't get an echo.
Oh, we definitely won't get an echo. Hello, sir.
Wow. There she is.
Hi, boys.
Are you watching live, or are you listening?
Yeah, I'm trying to watch it. I got it on my tablet. It's so weird, but you guys look great.
What do you think now that you're seeing us for the first time, Roz?
It feels like the first time.
Guys are awesome. You look great, and the studio is beautiful. I can't believe how much booze you got there.
Oh, yeah, right? No, see, that's the thing. It's people, you know, like theater of the mind, but it's actually legit. We have a full bar. Right. We have a fun place where we get together. And again, the spirit of the show is that we have spirits and we talk about our favorite subject, which is music. Now, Roz, you've been listening to the show and been a friend to Rocktails. What are you drinking tonight? What are you enjoying?
Well, I'm working, so I can't really drink tonight, but I have...
What are you working on?
I'm filled with wine everywhere.
What are you doing? Are you performing a surgery? Or are you building an atomic weapon? What are you doing?
I'm seating people. I'm a hostess.
Okay.
Are you seating people currently?
Yeah, a music place. It's a lot with lots of wine. That's the hint.
This is okay. this is very cool. Okay, so I'm glad that you took the time, and you're calling in. We don't want to keep you, but is there a particular track that you think sounds like another song that you feel is it's inevitable there's going to be a lawsuit?
I have a million of them, but I had a list of this at home. I was talking about this forever. But the one that comes to mind is this crazy song by, it's actually Spirit, which is Nature's Way. Mm-hmm. And The Flame by Cheap Trick.
All right. Well,
I'm ready to judge that. If you're ready to kill.
Judge Joe Walsh is going to handle it.
Just play the intro. It's crazy. It's crazy. Nature's way intro. Something's
wrong. Wow, you're right, I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is Nature's Way by Spirit that we're hearing right now.
The theme song to Granola Bars.
It's Nature's Way of saving you.
Crunchy and delicious too.
Oh, I don't even have to keep going. I just
Do you want to hear it? Judge Joe Walsh, we have Roz on the line.
Let's get your summary, Judge.
Yeah. For the second time in an hour.
You're Canadian now? Second time?
Randy, yeah. California, my buddy.
Mm-hmm. Got ripped off.
Got ripped off.
People ripped them off a lot. Wow.
He used to have a ranch up in Humboldt, California. He was the first person to grow weed.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, man. I have another good one.
Okay, Roz, lay it on us.
It's but I forgot the Jim Croce song that they ripped off. It's a Stone Temple Pilots song. Oh my God, what's the damn song?
Sour Girl.
Oh shit! It's the exact riff, man.
Sour Girl from Stone Temple Pilots. Hit. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah,
is
no, it,
the first hit.
Is it Stone Temple Pilots cover of Bad Bad Leroy Brown?
Yeah. It's a riff. It's dun 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 dun.
Oh, dun 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 dun.
Interstate Highway. Interstate love song.
Waiting, but it's really good
on a Sunday afternoon.
It's so crunchy.
Okay, so but you're saying that there's a Jim Croce song
that sounds like. Yes.
Do I have to say I love you in a song?
Okay. All right. We now all have Stone Temple Pilots song in our mind. Okay. All right. And let's go to Jim Croce Greatest Hits. Was it a popular song or like an obscure Croce song?
Yes. It's a big one, and that's how it ends. That's how it ends. And
Do I have to say I love you? In a song.
It's sort of it ends just like that.
Hmm. Well,
you know what?
You and Amit should be friends because you don't know the name of the song.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Roz, I'm with you. I believe you. But I don't know if we're gonna be able to find it. And I don't think it'll make for good video / podcasting audio to try to
it does not
scroll through all things it Jim Croce.
Nope.
But Roz,
we love you, Roz, so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for sticking with us.
I'm so glad.
Bye, Roz. Have a great rest of your night. Talk to you soon.
Buddies. Take care.
Cheers.
Roz. Call us from work.
I love that. There's lots of wine and I'm hosting. That's all I'm gonna say. Where is she? Is she
at the City Winery?
That's a great question. I think Roz lives somewhere in the tri-state area, New York-wise.
She lives in...
Doesn't Lori Majewski know the answer to that? She lives in Manhattan?
Yeah.
I thought she's like deep in the Poconos.
What I think. I like that. I like Roz being deep in the Poconos.
Yeah. From the Poconos.
God bless her.
Yeah, she's the best. You know what else is the best?
You in this wig.
Yeah, pretty good. What else is the best is that our show is done.
Oh.
We did it, guys.
Second show.
Second show.
Of video.
Recap.
This might be a mess when we look back.
Oh, there was some, you think? Yeah. There were some messy things. Anything on your end that you think might have gone a little weird?
I don't know. First break, maybe?
First break. How about prepping for you know, this bit? And
I didn't know we were doing this bit until we started. You sprung on me.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right.
Okay, well, I hope it comes back, right?
I do too.
I had a great time tonight. You were fucking hilarious,
Thank
bro.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, well, this has been another...
My girlfriend, Julia, was watching.
The Hobbler.
She's at work right now.
First of all, we're gonna make a logo for the Hobbler. And we'll try to make her come on the show sometime.
Yeah.
With her weird foot. Yep. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It's been another fine episode of Rock Tales. We will be seeing you next week live at 5, either on a Thursday or a Friday, or we'll always be coming at you now that all this works and as we're working out the kinks. I hope you'll bear with us. So thank you for listening and thank you for watching Rock Tales.
Baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a fool. Jersey Turnpike in the wee hours. I was rolling slow because of drizzling showers. Yeah, come a flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my
put in my tank.